Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
You mean that's your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, is that story old or told?
No, baby!
It's a new untold story.
A new untold story.
It's a fresh, big untold story.
A new untold story.
Kyle, what episode is it?
We starting?
No, that's just how I typically talk to you.
Yeah, you would be like, all right, you ready? You ready? Get your mind right. Get your mind right, Kyle.
That sounds like something I'd say. Yeah.
Come on, you ready? You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to crack your back.
That'll be great.
It's 297.
297?
Yep.
Getting closer and closer to our Indian guest. A lot of people guessed it.
Who it was,
yeah.
Out of all the options?
Out of all the billions of options.
Billions.
That's right. It's Sanjay Gupta.
Uh-huh. off the top, I was trying so hard to think of another one besides Maresh Patel.
Sanjay Gupta.
Frida Pinto.
Yeah. Dev Patel.
Yeah.
So the segment was polarizing. The weekend update. So I think they don't like pre-planned stuff. So I think we should do more like improv weekend update. I'll go first. Same right. Joke again. I'm going to do that every week.
Oh my.
Breaking news, Kyle.
Oh, God.
Owen. Former Trump lawyer Michael Avenatti pled guilty to stealing $10 million from five clients, including a paraplegic man. Avenatti's life has really gone downhill since 2018. We can only hope the paraplegic's life goes downhill too. It'll be easier that way. Did you hear about this, Kyle? How to Murder Your Husband author sentenced to life in prison for what? Murdering her husband. If stuff like that comes true.
Well, let me stop you there. I thought for sure that headline wrote itself as a joke, but let's see what you add, yeah?
If things like that come true, look for my new book hitting the shelves. Dude Gets His Dick Sucked.
You weren't even bragging about a good blowjob. You could have said dude got his dick sucked by a 10 out of 10 model.
Excuse me, I'm talking. A handful of Arab countries have banned Buzz Lightyear for having a same-sex kiss scene. Pixar shouldn't be too shocked, though, based on their history. Last I checked, cars bombed over there.
Wait. Let me go off that one. These guys are trying to... they're trying to get a fictional toy out of here. They're worried about catching the wrong Buzz. They don't even drink alcohol. They're so boring. They should go drink some booze.
There we go.
But they're worried about a same-sex kiss scene. Remember, the Soonies are always kissing other Soonies.
You gotta look at the camera when you're doing Weekend
Update. They're worried about a same-sex kiss scene. I thought Soonies were allowed to kiss other Soonies.
Yeah? Good work, man. An ex-NYPD cop fired a gun into the Atlantic Ocean. He got 6 months up to or 4 years in prison. When asked, the officer pled ignorance, and he said he thought it was the Black Sea. It's okay to shoot if you're a cop.
Oh, fuck.
You're going to like this one, Owen. Inflation rose 8.6% in May. It's the highest it's ever been since 1981. Who the fuck gave this economy an everlasting gobstopper? That's the candy Violet Beauregard ate in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
A major tampon shortage has struck the U.S. Women are enraged, men are disgusted, and sharks are fucking stoked. When women swim, there will be blood in the water.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
An elephant killed an elderly woman and then went to her funeral and trampled her corpse. You know, Kyle, in some cultures, that's considered good luck.
Yeah.
You want to piggyback off?
Sometimes
feel free to piggyback off of any of these.
I also read about that article.
Yeah. You read about funny. The article, yeah. So you read the title like I did.
Yeah. I clicked for the second line of the article. She was tossed out of an open casket.
Yeah, flung.
Yeah.
By an elephant.
That originally killed her.
There's always like other culture, like, you know, in some cultures that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Trans Jeopardy winner Amy Schneider threw out the first pitch for the San Francisco Giants for Pride Month. One commenter said it was one of the bravest things they've ever seen. Looks like there was a first inning stretch that game too, Kyle.
There we go.
I didn't finish this joke. I'll let you finish it.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Kevin McHale. You may know him as the gay glasses wearing wheelchair bound singer from Glee.
You. Is Kevin McHale you?
I was going to go something like, while some people wanted an actual gay wheelchair bound Glee club member to play the part, they've all killed themselves. Bullying. Yeah. But again, we're both going off the cuff there. I don't want to assign a winner or loser. Owen has them too.
You can go next, Kyle.
No, you skipped again.
Barstool Sports headed to Sonoma Raceway for one of the biggest NASCAR events of the year. Fans, this is over the weekend, fans got a chance to meet and experience the race with Barstool's very own Casey, Kelly, Cons, Large, and Spider. Cons, Large, and Spider sounds like me describing a tarantula in my home. I skipped through the, no pros to that. Just, that was the biggest cons. About the tarantula in my home.
You're at one? No, I think that was pretty good, man.
What else happened? You win again, Dick. Let me go to the news.
This is my favorite thing we do. I don't give a
shit. Let me go to the news.
Oh, no. So wait.
Brazilian police have denied reports that bodies were discovered in the Amazon belonging to a journalist and an indigenous expert. If you want to deny an Amazon search, you should probably delete your search history first from the website. Because it's right there. It's very easily accessible. It's one of the most popular websites in the world.
Hard to deny if it's right there.
So don't deny that. Weapons, explosives.
Wait a minute. I got one. The Amazon is the longest river. It's the shortest river.
Is
River Phoenix.
It's Phoenix. He's
5'8".
6 feet.
Under.
Under.
That's right. He's -6 feet tall.
Yes. He's the shortest.
He's the shortest river.
Not the other rivers that are in contention for shortest river.
Certainly it's him.
Yeah.
Not the Amazon.
They're merely creeks. They're tributaries.
That's right.
This is good.
Yeah, it's good.
I think it's a good brainstorming.
Mount Rushmore shortest rivers?
Yeah, it's got to
Weapons and explosive found in Michigan home after bomb blast. What do you think?
Pretty bad.
Par for the course for Detroit.
That one might be on SNL. I actually wrote one.
One dead, one critically hurt in shooting between family members outside Atlanta Hospital. Knowing those dumb motherfuckers in Atlanta, they probably were waiting for an ambulance, and then he bled out. He got shot outside of a hospital. Probably waiting for an ambulance to arrive. That's how he died.
Do you have these written or are you just reading headlines?
I'm reading the headlines. Gasoline glitch. California station sells gas for 69 cents per gallon.
The joke writes itself. Yep. Here, I have one I didn't say if you want to read the top one.
The Rolling Stones had to postpone some shows because Mick Jagger has COVID. I wonder how he found out. Maybe he couldn't taste the brown sugar. He could no longer taste black pussy. You have a few. What is it?
Which one?
What is the Pentagon one?
Oh, yeah, read that one too.
The Pentagon has ended the longstanding restrictions on service members with HIV. Looks like the spy who shagged me can be rebooted as a horror now.
That's a good one, Kyle.
Fuck out of here. I want to play too.
You had all week.
A group of men disrupted a drag queen storytelling.
You just can't do it off the...
A group of men disrupted a drag queen storytelling at San Lorenzo Library by shouting homophobic slurs. Maybe they should have whispered them. Got the point across better.
It is a library.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, yeah, really drove home the point that what they were trying to make, it would have been
I'd argue
more
whispering
efficient.
That to somebody's way more offensive. They just want you to hear it.
Yeah, it would be.
People should start, yeah, if you have to say it.
You should whisper.
Whisper.
Yeah. You should whisper.
Use your inside voice.
What's up, Nick? You wearing any band t-shirts of rapists?
Wait, Owen has some.
Wait,
oh, chill
wait,
out.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, man.
Have we discussed this
wait,
in any
wait,
format?
Owen has some.
No. Let's talk about the t-shirt.
All right. Monday,
Some history.
I like music. I like bands specifically.
You said last episode you like band t-shirts.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And I have bought an influx of them, and I bought one of a band, Dance Gavin Dance, band I've liked.
And you had no, like, maybe you didn't have any, like, hint that they could be rapists?
They had to throw a guy out once, but they took the action and they threw him out.
The history of vocalists is
what? The history of all rock vocalists are that.
Rock?
Yeah.
Okay, so you wore the shirt on Monday.
Wore the shirt on Monday. He was accused of... some things with some
ages. This was Thursday.
It was Thursday. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And he was accused. So I wore it on Thursday.
And it's you were in a lot of content that's publicized.
I was in that the Yak, the Rundown, a lot of stuff. And he was then accused of doing some things to some people or person. I haven't delved too deep. Wednesday, the day before. So that's a pretty bad look on my part.
So the next day you wore there, you supported their band.
And I got like a DM.
Many, many views. A lot of eyes on that shirt.
A lot of eyes on the shirt. And I got a DM that was
just weird. A lot of
weird
clickies want to know what you're wearing, what your interests are.
I got a DM that was just like, weird hill to die on. I'm like, what?
You didn't get enough shit for that.
I got a lot of shit in my DMs.
No, I was searching. No one gave you enough shit.
I got DMs.
You should have been canceled.
I got one.
My dad used to tell me that the most important day of the year to wear your Yankees hat was the day after they got eliminated.
So in that same sense,
after your hero rape.
I like the band,
that's what you're doing.
Not the singer. I don't support the singer, but I got a lot of shit. And I almost wore another band shirt the next day, but I didn't want to roll the dice.
Pop punk music. Yeah, it's a roll of the
dice. Dance Gavin Dance isn't pop punk.
What are they, rock?
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Like math rock,
it sounds
even.
Like pedo rock, pedo pump.
No way.
Look at the name. Dance Gavin Dance.
That's an awful name.
That's like what that Vine guy was doing to that little 5-year-old.
Oh, he's making
Gavin. Him.
Yeah, get bit by a lizard.
I have no like moral hiccups with that, but it's whack to like make a 5-year-old famous.
Oh, yeah. There's a new guy on TikTok that's making his daughter famous. Like just they have a podcast together.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
He's like the surfer.
Yes, he's a surfer guy. But their audio is better than anything Barstool's ever done ever. I got one. It was a really, really awful, unhinged DM. I'm trying to find it.
I've been getting those too.
Tough times to be a Dance Gavin Dance. I don't follow him that closely to where I knew that. It was just bad luck. And it also sucked it was the first time I ever wore the shirt. So it did look like I was making a statement. Yeah. Like I saw what happened and I went out and bought it.
Overnight shipping.
Overnight shipping, paid extra. It was bad. And I got one that was just like, where is it here? Like, sorry, there's like a lot of DMs to go through. Mm-hmm. Guys asking for my Pokemon Go trainer code. That's on the subreddit. It leaked.
Your trainer code?
My fucking trainer code leaked. It doesn't matter, but they were saying that I was getting a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But you wanted me to get more shit?
Yes.
It's too late now. The window's
I'd argue
already,
it's not.
The window's already passed.
Okay.
The window's already far, far past. But speaking of getting called out, you got called out. And I don't think you know it.
How's it come? Why? Where?
Well, first of all, let me read this ad for Felix Gray. While I pulled up, why don't you... Well, it's already pulled up. Kyle, you and I love Felix Gray. Mm-hmm. You had that phase where you were wearing them constantly.
I just ordered another pair.
Yeah?
I lost mine that they sent, but I'm willing to pay for those.
Yeah, exactly. And you didn't even use our promo code STORY.
I didn't.
Story.
I'm going to say
these guys should, the viewer. They make prescription, non-prescription glasses. They filter out 15 times more blue light. You got some, did you get tortoise shell this time? What pattern? You don't know what tortoise shell is?
Green.
No. It's like the brown with the speckle.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah, figured. And it's helped you out a lot, stylistically.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sacrifice style for function. Check them out at felixgrayglasses.com/story. FelixGray glasses, dot com, STORY. Free shipping, free returns. Love them over there. Love you got them. Called out.
You can't call someone four eyes for wearing those.
No, you can't. You can't.
You know what else has four eyes?
You're probably going to do a word that has four eyes, but go ahead.
Civilization. Availabilities. Yeah, those are two good things.
Availabilities and civilization?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is good.
What did I get called out for?
The ref called you out. The ref that you said you don't like on...
The ref? The umpire?
Yeah.
Where did he call me out?
He made a TikTok saying Barstool Sports calling me out or keep my name out your mouth or something.
No, you suck, dude. You're an umpire who's trying to put braggadocious videos of how fast you throw the ball back to the 10-year-old pitcher. That's your thing.
It's
dude.
Yeah, I got a DM. I got to find it. But yes, he called you out.
That's
on TikTok? On a TikTok. On his page. Oh. Let's see here. Kyle's reacting to this for the very first time.
But I've gotten a lot of DMs because you guys were like,
look at this.
Sound like you're overreacting. Everyone hates
he's
my
like
response.
He's a legend on TikTok.
I don't like watching myself in any
way. Yo, what's going on, y'all? PSA, Barstools, thank y'all for...
Don't take this route, pussy.
Thinking of me as a legend. I never thought myself as a legend. A lot of people say, A-Lo.
It sucks to have someone do that.
And he bodied you.
No, he didn't.
He bodied.
It's just awkward.
You.
No bodies. You just thanked me for calling you a loser. You don't actually feel grateful. You're upset.
So I saw that.
Vice versa. Come back at me. It's fine. I don't have anything against you. I think what you're doing is very whack. But there's people on TikTok that are doing much whacker things.
This might be a Kyle...
Not much whacker, but...
This might be a Kyle-centric episode because I have a few things. I have a lot of your funeral slideshows as well you can react to if you want to see those.
What does that mean?
Last episode, we asked about people making you funeral slideshows.
Mm-hmm.
We can pull those up if the internet
works. There's not like any like funeral-esque pictures of me on the internet or anywhere.
So they sent me some. I got like six. Two of them are to Headstrong by Trapped.
As it should be.
No mutual followers. It's two people that have... Headstrong.
Shit, that's fun.
Yeah. So I guess that's the vibe you put off. And then we can get to that. You've had a ton of trouble sleeping lately.
Horrible.
You've
been
miserable.
No one cares.
You're on the press. People do care.
People do care.
Because there was a thread on our subreddit.
I have not checked.
There was a thread on the Yak subreddit.
I haven't looked.
And they were like, how the fuck has this moron not thought of jerking off before bed?
That's their option.
I saw so many people... I got DMs that are like, tell Kyle he's got to beat off. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
That doesn't do anything. Sometimes it like makes you a little more tired. It like makes you feel like relaxed and relieved, but
I don't even know. Every time I do, I don't know.
Problem. It was ever since we started traveling a lot. We wouldn't travel and stay at the same hotel for a week straight. It would be a different hotel.
Takes a toll.
I don't know if that did it or the drug usage. I don't know.
Could be either or, man. No, you're right. It could be.
It's been awful.
It could be sleeping in a much larger, nicer, well-made bed with cleaner sheets after an exhausting day of work. That could be it. Or it could be ingesting drugs. It could be either of the two. So I've been doing one of those things, and I'm sleeping. Okay, no, no, it could be either of those things,
not,
dude.
That's not, it's not drugs.
What are you doing?
I'm fucking sweating because I'm withdrawing. I'm finally sleeping. That's all it is. So I was like, put your phone in another room while you sleep. I was like, okay, yeah. Or I could just stop doing amphetamines right before bed.
Are you on the precipice of a meltdown?
No, no, I'm actually, I was yesterday. When you're sleep deprived, it truly does suck. And I don't deserve any sympathy for it. But there is a one good part is after a while, it's your sleep deprivation and your delirium adopts a euphoric
trait. It's a third gear.
We talked about third gear.
Yeah. Did we?
Mm-hmm.
In private.
Okay.
We have conversations like obtaining to our own like personal lives.
Yeah, well, I do with you guys all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I sleep well.
Tell them about it.
You just say them in the cadence of like a SNL segment, so we don't know if you're genuine or not.
It's a curse. That's the way I speak. I can't tell if you're being serious or not. I'm breaking up with you. So I don't think we should see each other anymore. Ever again.
Okay, weird brain.
Oh my god. No, are you gonna be you good now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I got 5 hours.
That's enough.
No, I'm good. It's not anxiety related, which is good. My anxiety reverse skyrocketed over the past few months.
I had a panic attack last night.
I'm sure there's a word for reverse skyrocket.
No,
plummet.
There's not.
You know what it was, and I've been embarrassed to admit this, but it was starting The Sopranos. I started wanting to be like one of the characters on this is pathetic.
But you didn't want to be one of them. You just wanted to be an original character in that world.
I never really watched shows and I started watching them and David Chase is so good at writing the show that like, and James Gandolfini is so good at acting that I truly believe Tony Soprano was a real person during the 50 minutes in which I was watching it. And I was like, I just wanted to adopt his mannerisms.
And you're watching it on your tiny ass phone too.
And it worked. I started stepping out more confidently in public. I stopped doing those little quirky cowers that you do to people in line or
what?
To service workers. I stopped cowering to people.
To service workers?
Like, you know, like you do it. Like, oh, I'm sorry. You apologize,
I apologize
for just
constantly.
Something you don't even do that's wrong.
Yeah.
It was The Sopranos.
Really?
I wanted to be like them.
And do you think it...
It's true.
Really?
Yeah, I was expecting you to make fun of me.
No, no. I'm always shocked, like... When Helter Skelter drove Chapman to kill John Lennon, I was like, how could that affect somebody in that way? But I guess...
And the worst part is like the characters were written to be like glorified losers with extreme flaws.
Yeah.
And I still want it to be just like them. Sans like the mafia shit.
Right. Yeah. So
that helped.
Stopping watching it helped? Or
watching it. Sorry.
Watching it helped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So try
it's,
that.
So it's
try
you that. You liked The Sopranos without the mafia stuff. So therapy.
No, I hated the therapy scene. I just wanted to see the characters interact with each other, like boys, like when they were at like the restaurant or the strip club.
Okay.
I just wanted to hear them talk.
Yeah.
Help me a lot. Fucking therapy.
Okay. No, that's good to know.
That's why I'll never go to therapy. So I'll tell that story and then I'll get that response and then I'll
What response? I gave you a good response.
You should have either really made fun of me or really
I'm trying to I'm trying to sit down and listen, man.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What's been your tactics? Because you have to have struggled mightily in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just I'm more of a I result to being a hermit.
Mm.
And I've done it about 4 times in my life. And I was tiptoeing the line as of late.
You told me there was a point pretty recently where you were in Columbus and you wouldn't even, you would hang up towels on your bathroom mirror. So
I told you that in confidence. Yeah. Yeah. You're laughing at that?
No,
that's the darkest place I've ever been.
I never resorted to towels, but to veiling the actual mirror. But I would just refuse to, like, I would do it with the lights off or brush my teeth.
Brush in the shower.
Sometimes you just don't want any reminder of you.
Yeah.
And you're always stuck in a reminder of being you.
Always.
You can always look down and see your fucking hands, which sucks. You know,
that always sucks.
My hands are a constant reminder to me of me. But if it weren't for that, I'd be cool. I'd be chilling.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I lived when I was in like my last year of Columbus, I didn't have internet like you, but I also didn't have phone service in my apartment, and it was a shitty apartment. Yeah. And I was going to bed like every day, like as soon as I got home from work, which I left early from.
Yeah. It's,
I was chilling.
That one was your valley.
My valley?
Your rock bottom.
Is this going to be one of those episodes?
Yeah. Probably, yeah, taking a few years.
Let's go to the news app and like...
off alcohol. Probably that.
Yeah. Yeah.
News app you want to do?
What was the worst part? What was the worst part of that? After you quit, were you suffering?
The immediate week. Like the first week.
Yeah.
I would say. Because that's like physical.
When I was at my peak drinking... the first week was, especially after like a bender.
What was your peak bender, drinking?
Probably like 2019.
You weren't here.
Yeah. When I was early into Barstool and I was like riddled with anxiety, like terrified of everything. And then I started being on the yak and I just started just blacking out all the time.
No, your mom said I saved your life. She told me that.
What do you mean? I'm not claiming anything saved my life.
No, your mom said I did.
I was killing my... No, I was trying to. You just fucking slowed down the process.
Not so fast.
It's not true. I wasn't blacking out all the time, but I was drinking too much and not doing anything healthy. And you'd wake up with like a film of sweat on your whole body. Not like your hot sweat.
Yeah, no, it's a different type of sweat.
It's bad.
It's bad. It's the bad kind.
Yeah, it's like I'm cold.
Anyways, tell a joke.
See what I have in my notes app.
Any jokes in the notes app?
All it takes is one horny night to completely change my TikTok algorithm. Not a joke. I was just thinking that.
Wait.
Yeah.
Do you get... I don't get my girls on my TikTok.
My shit was things I liked, like people explaining geography.
And now it's
maps,
titties.
And I had one horny night where they know, like if you spend extra time on one like titty video... Then you just keeps feeding them like, all right, more, 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 more. And you like go to their page and they know when you like spend time on their page. So that's all I get now. And it sucks.
So wait, pull up your TikTok.
It's girls with big tits and ass and they're just doing nothing in particular. And that's all I need.
That's all you need it?
They don't do it. The worst is when they try to do something. Either do nothing at all. Don't try. Don't,
would you prefer it to be a photo?
At least learn the choreography. A lot of them are just like doing half dances.
That's the gayest thing you've ever said. Ever. Learn the choreography.
If you're going to be a titty poster on TikTok and do dances, at least learn the choreography for what you're doing. Don't half-ass a dance.
Oh, okay.
Just stand there and show your tits if you're going to do anything.
Does it turn you off?
I'm sure guys are worse.
Does it like, turn from you my off? Point,
yeah, when they do the dances horribly. Whatever.
I just took a picture of Chase Crawford, and I'm trying to ironically post it, but my...
You just asked him for a picture?
Oh, yeah. The boys is awesome.
What else is he in?
Gossip Girl.
What does he look like?
He's...
What are you going to do with the picture?
Well, so when I took a picture with Neve, I wanted to post it, but I had to do it ironically, so I did the friendship ended with KB. Neve is now my best friend. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to do the same fucking thing.
People will fall for it, hook, line, and sinker.
What do you mean fall for it, Kyle? Not everything's a ruse.
No, people just take everything literally. They'll think like, oh.
Nick is actually best friends with Chase Crawford.
Yes. It's believable.
No, it's not.
It kind of is.
No, it's
people
not.
People believe that you fucked Katherine Heigl, and I hated it.
Yeah, that was the most pissed you've ever been at me. I was like, Kyle, you didn't talk to me for like 4 days. I was like, what's the matter? And you were like, people are asking me about you and fucking
They were.
Katie.
They thought you were fucking Kate. Katherine Heigl, which is which is probably realistic.
Dude. It's not realistic at all. She's a married woman.
Once you realize your worth, you would you'd be a danger. That's what I wish you would do.
Damn, you think I could? Damn, that was a nice.
Really, I've been slowly trying to pepper in like me like being really attracted to you. I started like 2 weeks. Did you notice?
No.
I've noticed a handful.
A couple, like once every 3 days, I'll like pepper in a comment like how sexy you are.
With the ASMR?
Yeah. You didn't remember that?
Well, that was true.
That was. That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God.
Making my work easy.
Do the game time app ad for me so I can upload this photo. Funny thing about Chase, he spells it C-H-A-C-E. That's the funny thing about him.
It's actually the scary thing.
His name isn't a verb.
It's a Kyle. Ticketing app that makes it easier.
We already know what it is, so I'll skip all the talking points. get right to the
You're right. The best ads, no words should be said at all.
It's like mom and pop shops and like family owned businesses that don't have to advertise because everyone word of mouth. They know how good it is.
It's like a Cheddar's casual
but
cafe.
Yeah. All right.
Just point down.
It is a ticketing
I'm
app.
I'm gonna put the overlay on the screen. Yeah, just it's point a ticketing down app. To it.
It does it.
Oh, what about the listeners though?
It is a ticketing app and it's very good. You can use it to go.
Yeah, dude, you're crushing it right now.
What do you want me to say? You want me to use like a synonym for good?
Yeah.
It's an excellent ticketing app.
I think you just try to use a synonym for synonym in that first sentence.
I said thesaurus.
Thesaurus eyes. You were going to say thesaurus eyes.
Yeah, I was. Now, this app is like, I feel like we're scamming them. Maybe because we work there and they give us free stuff and it'll be different for you, but they crack the code on how to score deals on last minute tickets. If you're in a pinch and you want to go to the concert in 10 minutes, you can make that happen with Game Time. What's the best concert you've ever been to? Mine was probably Third Eye Blind, The Weeknd. What about you?
My first concert ever, 98 Degrees.
Was your best?
Oh, yeah.
Because you were young.
It was my first. They came out of the ground in like hyperbolic tubes.
That is cool, yeah.
And I had NI on one cheek and CK on the other.
What was the one Owen you put in?
It was for Lachey, not myself. I wasn't going as a Nickhead. I was a literal Nickhead, but for Lachey.
Yeah.
And I had a bucket hat on. That also said Nick. I was double nicked up. I was gay. I was a gay boy.
We know. What was your best concert or favorite? The one where you pretended to have Down syndrome?
Yeah, could be the Sammy Adams concert I pretended to have Down syndrome to get back into.
What was that?
I got kicked out for being too drunk, but I flipped it back on them by pretending to have Down syndrome. And claiming not to be
love
drunk
it.
At all.
That's what I
and it worked.
If you can pull that off.
All right, yeah. Yeah, this is all part of Game Time.
He walked out of the event and then he put his shirt on backwards and then just walked right back in. Oh, this dude has Down syndrome. Put his shirt on backwards. My buddy Marcus Black.
Misconception. They can dress themselves fine.
My buddy Marcus Black went to a wedding reception. And he wore a polo shirt. Does it call it?
Should I finish the game?
Inside
they already know what it is.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Yeah. Give him the promo code.
You know, download the Game Time app. Go to the account. You go to the account tab. It's up in the corner. Create a login. And then you can easily redeem your code. Use the code UNTOLD. That's capital UNTOLD for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time. Last minute tickets. Lowest price guaranteed.
Fantastic deal. The best deal.
It honestly is.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And the Ticketmaster and those other ones are scamming people.
Yeah, I don't get how they get away with that.
Got a monopoly on it. I don't know what Game Time's doing. Maybe they're some type of scheme.
What? They're
either
not.
Way, you might as well.
Kyle, they're paying us.
Why not be a part?
They're the last ad we have.
In a good way, dude.
No, you can't.
Good way. I want to. One time, I'll never forget this.
You have to self sabotage.
I'll never forget this.
Things
moment.
Are finally going good
I'll
for
never
us.
Never forget this.
We're
moment.
Finally getting some respect in the podcast community.
It was the Sheets in Kent, Ohio. There's two. The one by Holly Park. the ATM malfunctioned. It was just spitting, whatever you said, it would spit out like so many 20s. We all just got a bunch of money and went along with our days. The staffers at Sheets didn't care. And that was that. That's a scheme that was good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, somebody loses in the end. If something good happens to somebody, it's kind of like Full Metal Alchemist. It's like alchemy, Kyle. There can't be good without bad. There can't be creation without destruction.
All right.
I knew that would shut you up.
Yeah.
Can we just be quiet for a second? I need to upload this picture of me and Chase. Being dead serious.
Onto what? Flickr?
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
What was Flickr?
Flickr, it was just a standard photo sharing website that took a dark turn, at least for me.
Why? How did it take a dark turn?
The wrestling community took it over, and we would use it to trade and sell wrestling gear.
Didn't you buy a Scooby-Doo?
No, that was mine. I sold it on Flickr.
You sold your Scooby-Doo
it
wrestling.
It was a grand system. Everyone followed the honor system. No one got scammed.
Well, wrestlers don't have the ability to scam.
I don't know what that means.
They're dumb.
Yeah.
No, Flickr. Oh, wait. How did it take a dark turn?
I don't know. I just said that.
All right. I need to pee.
I gotta shit.
Go shit.
Take a little break.
No, I don't.
The other day, I hopped on Photoshop, and I forgot how to fucking use it. And I'm getting old. Like, I can't learn new technology anymore. It's getting bad.
Oh, yeah. I just already.
You've given up?
Television.
Can't use televisions?
I can't turn on TV. They're so ridiculous. Wait a minute.
What do you mean you can't turn on TV?
You can't turn on televisions?
What? Are we back on? Yes. I gave up trying.
You can't use TVs.
Somewhere, I don't know, in the mid-aughts, late-aughts, televisions took a dark turn.
Stop saying dark turn.
Then they fucking, because I didn't have, I never had one throughout college. Oh, it did. I never had my own. I'd use my roommates. Everyone has like three remotes.
That's not anymore, dude. Now it's like one tiny
one. And you have to figure out which remote. Oh, it's not that one. It's a smaller one. You have to push the top right button and then hold it down and then configure. You have to also configure the other button.
Yeah, you're right.
And then you turn it on and it's all like static. And then you're like, how do I get to the TV guide? And then you have to use the other button to get to the TV guide. Is that's how it was for a while. When I was growing up, you just hit one button.
It's not like that anymore. Now it's just like a smart TV. What are you doing, man?
I don't use televisions because they're so fucking hard to turn on.
It's one little remote, and it's just so intuitive now. They're all smart TVs.
Well, that's not everyone. My parents still have the old one with two remotes that you have to figure out which one to get, the smaller the bigger, and then what button to configure and what button to press. I don't fucking care.
Is that why you're afraid to switch your phone?
And you know what? Fuck you guys for gilding me to get a new phone.
Your phone was dying as soon as you unplugged it.
This phone is still always dying. It's always dying. It died on my flight to Pittsburgh because you don't charge it. Died when I was at the wedding. And it's too big. My hand's too small for it. My hand always cramps up, and I can't like use my thumb to press top buttons at the top of the screen. So I have to use both hands. So when I'm holding a rail on the subway and filling out a crossword so that the girl next to me can see me filling it out.
I always try to get seen. Yeah.
But I can't use one finger. So now I have to like
get
try
a pop
to
socket.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Get a pop socket.
Fuck it. Yeah. Yeah.
Try mine. Try to hold it.
I don't like these.
You're just holding it like you typically would without it.
I don't. Yeah. This is klutzy. Yeah.
It's not klutzy.
That's a bad hand feel.
They're the best. I can't live without it. And when I'm watching shows, nice.
Is my hand cramping up because it's too small for the, or am I dehydrated or something?
I don't think it's, how do you hold your phone? Do you put your pinky underneath?
Like this. And I almost got the mini version, and I was checking out with the mini at Verizon, and then I was like, let me search, what is it called?
What iPhone, is what called?
What is the iPhone, the smallest iPhone 13 called?
It's the mini.
The mini.
I searched it on Twitter and like it was all like trashing it. So I.
So you got the jumbo?
Like, yeah, I don't just like.
Dude, you don't charge your fucking phone. Just charge it at night in a separate room so you can sleep.
That wouldn't work. I told you. I'm different. I'm mobile. I'd get to it easily. If I wanted it, I would get to it. Like another room isn't stopping me. I was like, oh, I want to go look at
but
something.
But when you're in bed, you don't want to get out of bed.
I want to go browse.
That's why I'm trying to figure out. Are you browsing before
I'm
bed?
I'm trying to figure out the most remote city in West Virginia.
And it is what?
I think it's Elkins.
Really? I've been.
Well, Elkins is 2.5 hours from the nearest city with 100,000 or more.
Okay.
And it's like an hour and a half to the nearest city with 20,000 or more, which is probably, damn, that's how I'm going off remoteness.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they have like Walmarts and Starbucks.
Doesn't matter.
That's not very remote then. If you're on a remote island and they
all
have a
you,
Starbucks.
All you got on your mind is just remotes.
Yeah, dude. Remote. Oh, this remote's bigger than this remote.
I'm worried about the wrong remotes.
It's a good meme.
So, start that up. This dude is worried.
You're talking about smart TVs living in Elkins. Dude's worried about the wrong remote.
Dude, I could be wrong. I didn't finish the research. If someone else wants to do that for him.
You gave him a great launching point.
I'm going off of how far you are from the nearest cities with a semi-significant amount of people.
Okay. That's fair.
And if you can find
you
one
in a different
state.
You are so bad when it comes to technology.
You are too. You can't even figure out the new Photoshop layout. You probably get.
I'm working on it right now. I'm crushing. But it is. I struggled. I tried to do a Photoshop that Pokey Reese thing and I just gave up.
Dude, I'm kind of shook at that umpire. I feel.
He bodied you.
He didn't body. It was sad.
No, it wasn't. Do you want to just. Are you trying to start beef with this dude?
No, I just don't. That was just. I feel kind of bad.
How long have we been rolling for, Owen? 2-3 hours?
45.
Yeah, boys. We're getting good at this podcast shit.
Incredible. You just watch the tape of this podcast and realize we're getting really good at it. Mm-hmm. From start to finish, it's been good. It's been good.
Well, the thing is, like, we've been, what's been separating us is we've been taking time to, like, pre-write segments or just read headlines off.
How did that work? Yeah. Why don't you read your best one?
I've read them all. I think I read them all. Sorry, man.
Oh, you have some.
Yeah, you want to help me with mine?
Oh, here's one, Kyle.
Yeah, let's use it as a workshop.
Yeah, here.
Give the people a
try this
peek.
One.
Texas pastor says gay people should be shot in the back of the... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Shot in the back of the head in a shocking sermon. If you think this guy is mad now... Just wait until he learns about the church. fucked in the back of the ass.
What part of the ass did he fuck you?
The back. I guess the back. I don't know.
Dude, I ass fucked this chick. I fucked the front of her ass. Oh, her pussy? Yeah. Hell oh, yeah. Shit. Oh, and yeah, what are yours?
101-year-old Dutch woman was reunited with her painting originally looted by Nazis. I am amazed, she said. I've wanted this for so long. I will cherish this every day for as long as I.
Fuck. Yeah, honestly, yeah, they should have just given it to a museum. Like,
yeah,
cherish it every day.
You can't cherish a painting every day.
I don't know. If you're that age, what do you have? You wake up and you cherish your paintings. I mean, I'm being serious. Like, what else are you going to do?
Honestly, yeah, you start the morning off with a cream of wheat and then you cherish paintings.
Yes. Oh, dude.
Until your nighttime cream of wheat.
Oh, my God. When we did that cereal bracket or the cereal thing on the Brandon Walker show, Barstool Maine had the audacity to tweet it. That's the only time they promo us when we're on Brandon's show.
Yeah, they know. Well, they know what it would cause.
Yes. And people were up in arms. And it's like, that's the thing we make fun of the most is having super opinionated takes on cereal.
Yeah, and we were just tearing the cereal. We were just saying shit.
We started just saying.
I haven't had cereal. I've had like 5 cereals total in my life, none in the past 10 years. I was just saying shit.
I said that the Fruity Pebbles is the equivalent of the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yeah, and people were like, oh, that's fun. That actually makes sense.
He's preaching.
No, people were seething people because were, we ranked like a fruity, how we ranked fruity children's treats.
That's right. But I, there was one dude up in arms. He was like, where the fuck is Dino Crunch? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Where's Dino Crunch,
we were so
dude?
Pissed. We like Cookie Crisp. Like,
yeah,
cookie. We were called racist.
This one dude was like,
this is the whitest shit ever.
There was one meme cereal on there, Gorilla Munch, and this dude's like, no way Gorilla Munch is better than Cookie Crisp.
Yeah.
And it was like, fuck, dude.
Go check your like gas pipe.
Go, yeah, dude. Go check your fucking gas pipe.
Oh, man.
People were so up in arms. And then like there were some cereals not on there, like O's, Honey O's. And there was just those guys came out of honey, the woodwork. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess if you want, if we want to clip something, just like have a take on something that's like,
that's all you need.
Yeah. Like when you're eating a PB&J,
we definitely figured that out a while ago.
When you're eating a PB&J, does your sandwich have the jelly or the peanut butter on top? It's got to be jelly on top.
350 replies, all negative.
Every single one. You could never.
That's how it works.
You can never be right. And it's so awesome.
I love it.
It's that you crack the code on interaction. Yeah. Actually, I had a typo on our Pokey Reese tweet, and the first word, wishing, and I said wising, and somebody's like, wising, huh?
Yeah.
It's just, that's a key to interaction. If you have tweet out an opinionated take with a typo.
YouTubers figure that out early on. If you like mispronounce a word, it drives the engagement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot of PokeyTubers do that intentionally.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Hundreds lined the streets for the first ever Athens Pride Parade. The Georgian city is embracing a cornerstone of its Grecian namesakes culture, butt-fucking men.
That is like a cornerstone of their culture.
It really was. It's in all their literature.
Oh, this is Athens, Georgia?
Yes. Athens, Georgia. Go.
No. I didn't know Athens, Georgia had a large gay community.
This was their first ever.
Oh, okay.
Pride parade.
Some places are sneaky, sneaky gay. Like, if you look up gayest places.
Yeah, you tell me. I'm interested.
Honestly, it's like all
Fayetteville, Arkansas. Away.
It actually almost traces everywhere Kyle's been.
What's a sneaky gay city?
Albuquerque.
I can see that. I'm thinking of like from like a conservative state.
Okay. There's a country.
Conway, Arkansas.
So Fort Lauderdale's number one. Berlin, Germany. Amsterdam.
Wait, Fort Lauderdale?
I would say
number one.
Very conservative.
San Francisco, four.
Fort Lauderdale.
Brighton. What? Madrid, Spain. There's one. Oh, Tel Aviv.
Really?
Yes. Very, very, very gay. And very gay friendly.
Huh.
Huh.
Yeah, I didn't think Tel Aviv would be one.
Neither would I.
New York's 11 on this list. Boys, we got to... Got to do nothing
about
that.
What was number one?
Fort Lauderdale was number one.
No, it's not.
That's shocking to me.
What is the metrics?
Step aside, San Fran and New York. There's a new queen in town. There's over 100 LGBTQ themed establishments.
Do they think they hate their lives?
I'd like to like meet the editor of this.
Yeah. So Albuquerque's the new queen of gay town?
No, Fort Lauderdale is the new queen.
Yeah. It's like, isn't it like
they have a gay mayor, Dean?
College kid USA?
Yeah.
Which I guess is gay.
Can't get enough of the beautiful beach, golden sands, sporty tournaments, and flamboyant sunbathers.
Sporty tournaments?
Sebastian Street Beach. That's a tough one for
people.
Did
they say tournaments
lists.
Or tournaments? Because tournaments is the gay way to say
tournaments.
Yeah, it's gay.
Why?
You didn't say tournaments?
You want to say tournament?
Oh, hey.
Bro. Yo. Bro. Yeah. And the pod. I'm pissed.
Wait, you...
Oh no, I'm rolling in 4K, Kyle.
Oh, when he got caught. Oh,
no.
It sucks that we were matching this whole episode. It's a lot different when we're just on the yak and there's some beef dude, to break it up.
Yeah.
And let's buy these because these are actually really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get some more of these.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber announced he was diagnosed with Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, and pessimist noticed half of his face was paralyzed.
Oh, that's the best one of the day. Man. That's the best one of the day.
That's actually very good. That's the best You one. Wasted that at the wrong... Yeah.
That's the best one of the day.
People exited out after whatever. Oh, Nick, yeah. Yeah, Nick's pokey tuber talk. No one's going to hear that.
That's the best one of the day.
Add that to the
front. Dubbed Owen today. Goddamn.
I mean, that's your reply to what I'm going to say. No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah. Hey, is that story old or told?
What? No, baby!
That's a new untold story.
A new untold story.
It's a fresh, big, untold story.